You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7, and around the world at KDWA.com. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studio the very hardworking, the very talented, the very lovely Christy Lundby Hill.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Christy. How are you?
Good. You always make me smile.
Oh, well, you're always so bright and cheery, and you're one of those persons that I say, I don't know if you ever have a bad day.
We all have some.
But you don't, nobody knows about it. But you're right, we all have them. Sometimes more than not.
Exactly.
But that's life. Yep. Well, how are things in real estate?
They're pretty steady. I mean, this is the time of year that, you know, it slows down around holidays, like we just had Labor Day, and it slowed a little bit around it right before and right after, and then it picked up again. And then, you know, so then it just kind of is a steady for a few months until Thanksgiving, Christmas, it slows a little, and then it picks up again. So it's just kind of cyclical, but I kind of know what to expect. It's just always changing, which I don't know. I thrive in change, I guess.
Well, no, that's good because change isn't necessarily bad.
I mean, it's not.
Things have to change. They have to move forward. It's just the way life goes because you can't get off this train. If you do, it's permanent.
Yep, exactly.
So what the heck? Well, do you have any new listings you'd like to share?
Yeah, we've got a couple of listings out there. We've got one nice big two-story 545 Tuttle backed up to the Sand Coulee. So it's a 0.6-acre lot. So it's got a really nice big yard. Four bedrooms on the upper level, and then it's a walkout basement with a fifth bedroom. So it's a five-bedroom, four-bath for $575.
That's not a bad price because I know where that is, and that view is really neat.
I know.
A lot of wildlife, deer,
yes,
and stuff running through there. And yep,
it's really pretty. Then we got a new one coming on, a walkout rambler that has a pool, an in-ground pool in the backyard. It's just coming on. It's a four-bedroom, two-bath for $349.9. That's coming on.
That's a sweet price.
Yeah, it's a good price range. So somebody who wants a pool and still a big yard. We got a condo on the market on Lynn Way for $155, which the second bedroom was designed to have a home office. So it's got really gorgeous cherry-built cabinets, you know, for a great office. But you could take them out. You could sell them. They're beautiful cabinets if you didn't want it and make it back into a bedroom. And then we've got one in Cannon Falls we just listed. Four-bedroom, three-bath for $375, which is a really gorgeous home. Yeah. So we got a few of them out there right now.
There is. And how can folks get a hold of you?
Well, my cell phone is 651-216-4676. Or you can email Christy Hill at edinarealty.com. And that's C-H-R-I-S-T-Y Hill, H-I-L-L.
Okay. Or you can call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody on the Lundby Hill team.
Yes, absolutely.
And they'll get a hold of you folks. So.
Yep.
Well, our topic of the week, should I wait until spring to buy or sell?
Well, that's a big topic because we see this time of year where there's a lot of sellers that are still trying to sell and maybe for some reason needed to wait till the end of summer. And it slows a little bit, not like greatly, but it slows enough that buyers can sometimes get a decent deal on some houses.
Okay.
And, you know, sometimes a seller is more open to a contingent offer if you have a house to sell. So it's not as fast as the spring market. So I feel like buyers many times put their search on hold until spring. And I don't know why. They really should be looking now.
Okay.
Because in the springtime, it can get so busy because all these buyers come out.
Ooh.
It's just like everybody comes out, I swear, by, you know, a few weeks after the Super Bowl, like a week or two after the Super Bowl. And then all of a sudden, everybody comes out and wants to buy a house. And so all the houses that didn't sell over the holidays sell because there's not much out there. And the sellers that are smart enough to put them on, like, mid-February through April are just getting multiple offers many times.
I was going to ask you that. People are then competing.
Yes. And then you sometimes you get multiple offers. You feel like you can't even do an inspection on the house, you know. Mm. Sometimes you got to bid it up a little bit. So I think buyers, if they really don't like that type of market, which is tougher, they should really be starting their process now because, you know, there might be a few less houses on the market, but the ones out there, you can get some decent deals on. And it's not bad for sellers either. I would say certain pockets of homes, I still am seeing multiple offers on a few of them now.
Now, which kind of homes are commanding those multiple offers?
Country homes. Okay. We had a house that was in a higher price range in the country, and it got multiple offers.
Wow.
Houses that, I hate to say this, are the HGTV houses.
Okay.
You know, if they're looking really pretty, you got people that want that because there's a lot of people who can't visualize.
Mm-hmm.
And they're watching HGTV and expecting the house to look like that. And then when they go into some, they have certain expectations and then they don't get it. And then they're a little slower to buy. And the ones that are like that are getting the multiple offers on them. And I will say sometimes one-level townhomes, because you just can't build them for the prices that they are, sometimes those are getting multiple offers as well.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So there's kind of like these little pockets of houses. And, you know, if you're a seller right now, I mean, you really need to be on your game. You can't overprice. You can't, you know, you might have to do a couple little updates. You want it to look its best when it goes out there to everybody, because that is so important when buyers are being pickier, and rightly so. The interest rates are higher than they were, you know, 5 years ago, 3 years ago. And so when you're having a higher payment than you were figuring or what your friend got 3 years ago, you're going to be pickier about what you're buying.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be on your game. And, you know, we do staging on some houses. We have a storage unit full of staging stuff, and we just had four listings that had staging stuff in it, some just a little and some more than others. And just Tuesday we went because they all have sold. And so my husband and nephew had to go around and grab it all and put it back in our storage unit. So I'm like, all right, we need some houses to stage now because it's getting a little overfilled. So yeah, but that they're all a lot of empty houses.
Is there really?
Okay. Yes. You know, I feel like people that are selling now, more of them have to sell. Mm-hmm. It's an estate, or they've moved to another place, or, you know, they've downsized already. And so you've got a lot of people that are moving on and then putting them on the market in different circumstances. But so we try to make sure the houses look the best that they can by having people walk in and having newer type furniture in them if we stage them, or you know, we do some other things like professional photography and some other things that we do to, can't give away all our secrets, but.
Well,
yeah.
You are a licensed or a professional stager?
I went through certification
four years
ago. Is that
what it, okay.
Yep.
Okay, so you do that and working with elderly people too?
I've got my senior real estate specialist designation, so I've done a lot of classes on downsizing and decluttering.
And you just had a class on that, didn't you?
We did. Myself and a professional organizer that I work with, we did a downsizing and decluttering class at the Confluence a couple weeks ago. Which was cool. So
great. Well, that's neat.
Yeah.
That's
so neat. It's kind of fun, and I like to help people kind of, I like to help untie knots. So I like to help people figure out how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you do this when you have a house to sell? What's the best way for me to do it? Do I buy first? Do I sell first? Do I go contingent? Do I get a bridge loan? There's all these different ways to do it. It's just trying to make a plan and figure out how do I implement that plan so it's the least stressful to me, because it's not fun moving.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, yeah. And then older people, I mean, hate to say it, but the older you get, the harder it is to move.
Yes.
So if they wait too long when they know they need to make a move just because they're stressed, it just makes it harder and harder. And then sometimes you got to hire people to do more things because you can't do them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very stressful to move as you get, you know. So making a plan and trying to do that is kind of what I suggest, is just let's meet, let's make a plan, even if it's a year from now, but at least you've got kind of a goals to go towards.
Well, is it a correct statement that most people, I mean, it's going to be their biggest investment in their life, most mm-hmm. likely, and they don't do it that often. So, and it does change very quickly. So even if you did buy a new house, say 10, 15, 20 years ago, it's totally different today. And they need that professional help that you bring.
Yeah, and absolutely. And it's not something you deal with every day. That's why,
right.
you know, I'm dealing with this every day with multiple people. Mm-hmm. So this is, you know, I learn, like, what works best. Who's some good resources for this and that? And mm-hmm. I've got lists of resources. And what's going to make this house look the best? What's the buyer that's going to attract to this kind of a house? And what are they looking for? Mm-hmm. And so I many times I laugh because they don't want to have me out until their house is ready, in quotations, you know, and
you're,
I'm like,
you're the one that'll help them.
I'm like, please have me out before that, because I will tell mm-hmm. you what you really need to do, because you probably have in your mind all the things that you get bugged about your house that bug you, like, I got to do this and I got to do that and I got to do this. Where I might come in and go, that's not important, mm-hmm. but this is important. So I would do this, because that's going to be a factor of your house that somebody's going to like. And they'll be like, oh, I never thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why I like to get in early and help mm-hmm. them kind of make a game plan on how to do this and what's the best way. What's the best timing for you? You mm-hmm. know, obviously ideal would be buy a house in the winter months when the houses out there are a little bit better priced, and sell them like January mm-hmm. and February when it's the best for you to sell. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's ideal, but can everybody do that kind of a thing? It doesn't always work.
No. And I have to say that, you know, we've used you to buy and sell a number of homes, and you've always come in and said this, and we did it, and it worked every time.
Yeah.
You knew what you were talking about.
Yeah, and the market changes,
mm-hmm.
you know, daily, weekly, as new listings come on. So, mm-hmm. you know, I've got several people who are going to be selling in the spring market. I've got probably 5 listings that I've kind of got slotted for January, February, March, April, that they're going to be coming on in those months, and I've already got photos of them on
okay.
the exterior this time of year. You know,
in case we get that white stuff?
Yeah. Having a nice pictures of it this time
mm-hmm.
of year.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I've had our photographer just yesterday mm-hmm. had two houses done. And then we keep those photos and just kind of wait. And then sometimes I even set up a search so I can watch and they can watch similar houses to theirs. When's the best time to put yours on? Because, mm-hmm. you know, we want to get it on when there's not any others like yours, and the other ones are selling pretty fast. So it's just kind of timing it right. There's just a lot of nuances to kind of do this in the best way you can. Because
mm-hmm.
it's expensive to do all this. So, you mm-hmm. know, the better you can plan, the better you're going to do.
Well, and you want to get the most that you can.
When you're selling, yep.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
the buyers want it the cheapest they can. So
you're right.
It's a double-edged sword there.
Yeah.
You know, how do you do both? Mm-hmm. You know, you just have to kind of, well, who am I working with? And what's our objective mm-hmm. and our goal? And mm-hmm. trying to sit down with people and make sure we all understand it and are on the same page and just make a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you ever find it, I would think that once in a while, you know, you have an idea on what something should be done and somebody else feels that their idea is better. And then that's kind of a fine line you have to walk, I would think.
Yeah.
Because it's something that's they've lived with their whole life, and so everybody else lives that way. But the reality is it may not be like
that. It is hard. And sometimes when we list a house and I try to give some recommendations and they aren't ready for that, you know, sometimes maybe I'm wrong. And maybe everybody will just like this other feature about it, and that won't be a factor.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's times where, you know, it might not sell. And then a little later, as, you know, you're going to get less money, then we end up coming to reality and having to get to where we should have been mm-hmm. or doing something we should have done or something like that. It also goes to buyers. I mean, sometimes they're a little unrealistic in their expectations of what they're going to get.
Yeah, I suppose.
Sometimes they think they know a lot more than they really do.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes get I feel like people dig their feet in on some things that just can be obstacles in their way to get what they need,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a buyer or a seller. Sometimes they just are like, well, this is the way it is, and blah, mm-hmm. and they think they, you know, and I'm sitting here going, you know, I've been doing this for 30 years, but you know.
Something. You have a couple of ideas on how it should
work. I do, but some people are just, uh-huh. yeah, and so... there's been times where I'm like,
that's what I would think.
This might not always
tough.
Work. And sometimes, yeah, it doesn't always work the way people mm-hmm. want. So, you know, you just have to try your best to help everybody and overcome mm-hmm. and try to get down to where is this coming from that you're thinking that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and some people are just great at coming down to, okay, well, maybe. Like I had a seller who had an issue with some neighbors and... when they moved into their house, wanted to see their house all the time, and they didn't want them to know what they were doing because they're very private people.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we listed it, they didn't want to do photos. Mm-hmm. I had to walk them through that on how that's going to hurt them. And then realizing that it stemmed back to years ago when they moved from another area and some realtor did really crappy pictures of their house from their phone and listed it that
Ooh.
Way. And mm-hmm. it really... You know, the house did sell, but they were just really hurt by it. So when they found out, you know, we have a professional photographer do everything, I mean, they're just ecstatic with the pictures now. And she's glad she did it because we're, you know,
wow.
they did all these updates to it.
Mm-hmm.
Show that to people. Show, you should be proud of that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just working through things and mm-hmm. trying to uncover where the ideas come from sometimes is helpful.
So you're a little more than a realtor is what you're trying to
yeah.
say.
We're not going to go back to the days of short sales when I was probably I felt
wow.
like a psychiatrist at that time, you know, because people were losing jobs and going through divorces and there's a lot of stuff you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So
I never thought of that, but I can't imagine. Yeah, you have, and there's so many different personalities and stuff. And
it's hard. And sometimes you might have somebody you just don't gel with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to work together if mm-hmm. somebody doesn't gel with you. I mean, you can find somebody that you work with that, you know, you are comfortable with, mm-hmm. that you have the same personalities that you can mesh together. Because if you don't feel you can talk to the other person for some reason,
mm-hmm.
You know, they can find another person, just doesn't work well. So that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. We're all different.
That is. What are some things that you've noticed have changed through the decades? It used to be wallpaper, but that's kind of gone out of style now.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what's old is new, and does
People
that ever
still
happen?
Don't like wallpaper.
Okay.
I mean,
but they still sell it.
They do, and I will say, you know, they're selling it, and it's trendy.
Mm-hmm.
But how many people like your style of it?
Okay, well,
that's the question.
I bet that's the big, yeah, I never thought of that,
because,
right?
Because, mm-hmm. you know, if you've got flowers that are paisley or up northy from the 1990s when it was put in, and somebody doesn't like that style, but they like other wallpaper, they're not going to like it, and... People have a real perception that's really hard to get rid of. And it's not horrible. It's just not fun.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people will see pictures and just go, ugh, yeah, I don't even want to see that. I have literally had people not go see houses because of the color of some walls. And I'm like, do you know how easy it is to paint?
To paint, yeah.
But yeah. I'm just saying there's a lot of people out there that can't visualize.
Okay. Well, with that, we've got to run. How can folks get a hold of you one final time, Christy?
My cell phone is 651-216-4676, or you can email ChristyHill@EdinaRealty.com.
Thank you, Christy. It's been fun.
Thank you.
Or you can call the Edina Realty office in Hastings at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody on the Lundby Hill team. This is KDWA Hastings.